Hello everybody, this is Pete Luckett, your international travelling greengrocer, better known as the Food Hunter. Stay tuned, you're in for a great show on them crazy guys, Guido the Gardener, Dan the Produce Man. Can you believe it? Don't go away. Coming up next.
The Produce Guys, Dan and Guido, up next.
Far out, man.
I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say...
Vegetables are very good for you.
How'd you do that?
Work out, plenty of rest, you know, eat your green vegetables.
That's what my mom is always saying. I just never actually believed her.
Mom was right. Eating veggies keeps us healthy.
Rutabaga, rutabaga, rutabaga.
Apples, peaches, bananas, and pears.
Today's Produce Pear Radio Show is brought to you by the Pear Bureau Northwest, growers of delicious, nutritious Northwest pears. Look for the USA sticker on the fruit and you'll know that you have a genuine pear from the Northwest. Stick around, the Produce Pear, right after this.
I'll bring you apples, peaches, bananas, and pears.
Your produce alone has been worth the trip.
You guys are awesome.
From the San Francisco Bay, it's the Produce Pear, your food show on the enjoyment of fresh fruits and vegetables. What's in season? What's fresh? At the store, at the farmer's market, in your backyard, and on your table. Speaking of fresh, here's your host, America's natural grocer, Dan the Produce Man, and Guido the Gardener.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Produce Pear on this fine, fine, lovely March day. I'm Dan the Produce Man along with
Guido the Gardener.
And we are here to serve you folks. That's right. Before you jump in your car or while you're in your car and you go shopping, we're going to give you some produce tips that you can use and be happy with. What do you think of that, huh?
Well, I think it's better than that you can use and be unhappy with.
There you go.
Yeah.
Darn
yeah.
Right.
I think that. Yeah.
All right. We're all here. Ken Ray is at the controls, and we're just waiting for him to put the bottom clock on so we can
see our
numbers.
I'm actually waiting for him to bring in a pair of sunglasses for me.
Yeah, the lights are pretty bright in here, aren't they?
The light is bouncing right off, which I'm going to do the same. This summer, I'm going to grow my beard really big. I'm just going to let it grow, and I'm going to shave my head. You've been an inspiration to me.
I don't have a beard or a shaved head.
Well, it's almost shaved.
Okay, good enough. All right, well, let's get on to more interesting subjects, okay?
All right, like folks. Our guest for today.
Yeah, how about that?
All right, great.
Hey, folks, you've seen him on TV, on the Food Network here in the United States, but did you know he's on TV in England and in Scandinavia and Canada and all over the place? And he has two really good books out for your fresh produce knowledge. Can you guess who yet, folks? And he's also a motivational speaker. Well, I'm sorry, a guest speaker doing seminars for folks who want to improve business, customer service, and just get some pizzazz, as he says, in their business. Owner of two beautiful produce markets and gourmet food stores in Canada, Nova Scotia, in the wholesale produce business, all-around produce guy, Pete Luckett joins us today. Pete, welcome to the Produce Pear.
Hey, fellas. You two get wackier by the minute. What's going on with that hair and that beard?
Well, we're getting old.
Yeah. So you got to come up with something just to keep yourself amused.
Yeah,
you?
just something different.
I had to adjust the lighting in here, Pete, because it was glaring off of Guido's head right into my eyes.
What a pair. Well, look, I would be lying to you. I could tell the folks on air that I have an incredible fuzzy hairdo with hair dangling down over my eyebrows, but that would be lying.
Yeah,
because I'm probably challenged just like you guys, if not even more.
Yeah, I just saw you a week or so ago from Guatemala, actually. And, you were not doing an imitation of Cousin It, I tell you that, Pete.
Anyway, it's great to be on the show, fellas. Up here in Nova Scotia, it's about 28 degrees Fahrenheit today, just getting into spring.
Spring. Nice.
Hey, tank top weather.
Yeah, nice spring there, Pete.
That's right.
Jeez. Although I don't know if you follow, well, you probably follow your California weather, seeing as so much stuff comes out of here. But
exactly.
We've been getting lots and lots of rain. We had a few real beautiful days about a week ago, but we've gotten a lot of water down here.
No, I've seen that show up in the California vegetable prices.
And the quality, too. You know, it gets shaky in the rain, and the price goes. It's the same old story, isn't it? When stuff goes short, the price goes up, and the quality goes down. Isn't that the crazy thing about our business?
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's just the way it is.
Then you've got to explain to your customers. I've been doing it all week, and they've been, you know, kind of nice about it. But and especially here in California, in the Bay Area, folks get spoiled. We get California stuff 12 months out of the year. Overall, it's pretty nice. Overall, it's pretty reasonable. And, you know, lately it's been pretty high in marginal. Try and explain that to folks.
Oh, put it on a truck for 5 days, ship it halfway across the continent, do the dollar exchange from American to Canadian, and, boy, it can be brutal.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, 2 days of warm weather after, you know, 3 weeks of just horrid rain, people forget all about it, you know. They forget that it even happened because they're enjoying the warm weather, and they expect good summer stuff right on the table right now, and, you know, it just isn't here.
Yeah, that's the expectations of the consumer today. They are, you're all spoilt brats out there, you customers.
Yeah, there it is. And it's going to take the three of us a full hour today to convince you otherwise.
When we come back from this break, we're going to get into more with Pete Luckett. If you have a chance, log on to www.petesfrutique.com or PeteLuckett.com as well and check it out. Do that now while you listen to these very important commercials, and then we'll be right back to share a lot more with you with Pete Luckett right here on The Produce Pair. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Graham Kerr with some fruit and vegetable news you can really enjoy. Want an alternative to your usual pasta sauce? I like a creamy, roasted garlic and green pea sauce. It's nutrient-packed and it battles pasta boredom. I mean, to make it, whiz up some roasted garlic, cooked peas, and non-fat evaporated milk in a blender. Strain it, warm it, and serve the creamy sauce over pasta with a dusting of Parmesan cheese and a little parsley. It's delicious. If you'd like to learn more about how to add fruits and vegetables to your diet, call 1-800-4-CANCER or visit 5ADAY.gov. That's the number 5ADAY.gov. So go on, do yourself a flavor. Please enjoy your 5 or more servings of fruit and vegetables every day for better health. That's the good news from National Cancer Institute.
What more appropriate sponsor for the Produce Pear Show than fresh pears from the Northwest? Do you enjoy a soft, buttery texture to your fruit? Try the gourmet pear, the Comice. Or for those who want to include more organics in the fresh fruit mix, the Pear Bureau Northwest offers a varied lineup of pears. Now, with any pear you choose, here's a tip for picking the ripe one. Hold it in your hand and give it a gentle squeeze around the stem area with your thumb. If it has a bit of a give, it's ready. And one thing to keep in mind is that a pear is easily substituted in place of an apple in any salad, side dish, or dessert you're preparing. Currently, the marketplace is full of these nutritious, delicious fruits from Oregon and Washington. Just look for the USA Pear sticker on the fruit, Pears from the Northwest, and visit them at their website, www.usapears.com.
You talk to your kids about drugs and alcohol. You even got through that conversation about sex. Now, isn't it time you talk to them about lunch? With all the talk about being overweight, experts agree that eating 5 to 9 servings of colorful fruits and vegetables and being active every day will help our kids stay healthy and fit. Eat smarter. Be active. Get healthy, America.
The Produce Pair website is where you can find lots of information on fresh fruits and vegetables, from recipes and articles by Dan the Produce Man and Guido the Gardener to fresh tips on selections at your favorite produce counter, plus links to several other sites on nutrition and cooking. Just log on to www.producepair.com. That's producepair.com. Do you have a question, recipe, or tip that you'd like to share? Just email Dan or Guido from www.producepair.com. That's producepair, P-A-I-R, .com.
I have always thought in the back of
All right, folks, whatever it takes, huh?
You heard it here first on the Produce Pair Radio Show.
That's right.
Cheese and onions.
Hey, folks, I'm Dan the Produce Man.
I'm Guido the Gardener.
And our guest is Pete Luckett, all the way from Nova Scotia. You know, Pete, I want to tell you something. I went to your website, the PeteLuckett.com website.
L-U-C-K-E-T-T.
You got it, baby.
All right. Now, and if you go across the top, all right, atop of your website, it says Pete Luckett, and you got nice little mint leaves there. And then you have these links right below that, right? Keynotes, consulting, companion special
food
resources.
Hunter.
So yeah. If you click on each one of those, right? And then after you click on each one of those, Pete, all right?
A nice shirt.
You got a picture of Pete on the left side. Now, after you click all these links, you hit the back button, and Pete does this little dance and changes his clothes at the same time.
You know.
Yeah, but not in front of everybody.
Yeah, luckily. Luckily.
You hit that back button 3 or 4 times, and you got Pete.
He does the Canadian boogaloo.
I thought we were going to talk about produce on this show, boys.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah. Hey, we've got Easter coming up tomorrow, and let me guess, you Canadians up there north of the border, you got the same Easter we do, right?
Exactly the same, pal. Good Friday yesterday, right? Busy day today. Easter Sunday tomorrow.
So what are you going to be? What are you featuring?
What's
in
Pete's kitchen?
Yeah, what's in Pete's kitchen? What are you going to be doing?
Oh, flipping! You know what? Our big push this week, and you'll love this, boys. You'll love it. Our big push for the veg for tomorrow has got to be California IA, California asparagus.
Of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's incredible right now. Quality is rocking. Price is really reasonable, and it's flying out of here. The fat stuff, the skinny stuff, you know, they love it.
You know, Pete, I like all sizes of asparagus. You know, and you probably get them too every day.
I'm glad you said asparagus when you said that too.
This is a family show. Right. We got to keep it above board.
Well, I would get customers coming in. They would complain that the asparagus is too fat. Yeah. Another customer would come and complain it was too skinny. They would, you know, you never seem to satisfy anyone. But you know, they all taste the same.
Yeah.
And, you know, the cooking methods may take a little bit longer, I guess, for the thicker stuff. But other than that, it's delicious.
But, you know, I think in the old days, I mean, I think the varieties of asparagus they grow today, they've bred a lot of that chewy, stringy asparagus that perhaps we used to get 20 years ago. The stuff today, I mean, I find it a rare occasion to get anything that's got any string or chewiness in. If it's fresh asparagus and it's got no shrivel on the stem and then the tips are tight at the top, they're not opened or feathery,
or stinky.
The asparagus is tender right down to the bottom.
Yeah, you know, and that's true. A lot of the long green that's out there is that way. But, you know, when you see the woodiness on asparagus, like say you go to a farmer's market, maybe a small grower is growing some of the old-fashioned varieties, and there is some woodiness on there. You know, that woodiness does keep the rest of the asparagus is feeding off of that bottom.
Is that
part.
An asparagus verb, woodiness?
Yeah. Only for asparagus, Peter.
Okay.
Yes. If you use it for anything else, you may get slapped on top of your bald head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Just in case.
All right.
Hey, we've got some really pretty stuff on the table with this. It is white asparagus.
Mm.
Yeah, Pete, you and I were talking about white asparagus a little while ago, and you're bringing it in from Peru.
Yeah, which is quite amazing. I was telling Dan early on, Guido, that Peru has become the world leader in asparagus growing these days for our wintertime asparagus. And it's quite amazing. They've got so many different elevations and microclimates within Peru that they can keep asparagus going for a whole, you know, I think from November right through till April. And just nonstop. It's pretty amazing.
I remember this was not too many years ago that to get off season, you know, wintertime asparagus was very, very rare. And now, and primarily because of Peru, we can get it year round.
It's what a changing business we're in. It's amazing. And today's consumer, once again, they just accept it. But I can remember just in my time, just a decade or so ago, when people would look forward to the springtime with fever to get asparagus.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's year-round. You're dead right.
Yeah, and that's happening with a whole lot of commodities. Hey, folks, I'm sorry, Pete. We're going to go into a break here real quick.
Okay.
I just want to let folks know you're listening to the Produce Pair Radio Show. And when you're missing us dearly during the week, log on to www.producepair.com. You can see the slow but sure progress that I'm making as I learn Dreamweaver and convert the Produce Pair website over to that program little by little, page by page, piece by piece. It's getting there.
But you can go to Pete Luckett's page right now, all done, done, wonderful, beautiful.
Oh, yeah,
PeteLuckett.com.
Absolutely. And there's also a link right on the front homepage of the Produce Pair website as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. Learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
For more information about how Verbal Advantage will give you the word power you need for success, call now. 1-800-206-WORD. That's 206-WORD. 1-800-206-WORD.
Remember when doctors made house calls? Medicine was less complicated then. Now with CAT scans, MRIs, and other sophisticated tests. To keep up with the latest in healthcare, you need reliable information to calm your fears, to open your eyes, to help you make the right decision. You need the Mayo Clinic Health Letter. Every month, the award-winning Mayo Clinic Health Letter provides you with latest information on the most important health topics of our time, such as heart disease, sexuality, exercise and nutrition, cancer prevention, and so much more. Subscribe now and get 12 issues of the Mayo Clinic Health Letter for just $24. You also receive free the Personal Health Care Planner, a valuable 32-page handbook organizer that shows you dozens of ways to help you improve the quality of your health care while saving you time and money. Call now. Use your credit card or we'll bill you in free easy payments of $8 each.
Call toll-free 800-346-8900. That's 800-346-8900. 800-346-8900.
Environmental Defense presents Let's Make a Difference. First, probably last, Radio Quiz Show. Test one lucky contestant's level of environmental knowledge. Joining us today, Matt from Odessa. Let's begin.
Matt, do you drive?
Yes.
Did you drive here today?
Yes.
Did you stop for gas?
Yes.
Did you stop for
donuts?
Never mind. How many miles does your car get to the gallon?
Oh, what do I buy you, care for?
Which one gets tickets?
Yeah.
When buying a car, which you can serve first? A, you look should see or B, the color.
I kind of see for
B is.
Just look out.
Which do you hate more, Southern or air pollution?
Air pollution.
Really? Oh, time's up, and the results are in. Madge, you've got no sweet tooth and little use for math, but you've got all it takes to make a positive difference in the environment.
I change my answer.
Tell her what to do. Well, Madge, just log on to free.com to learn how choosing a car with best gas mileage that fits your needs and fits your budget to help keep our air cleaner or reduce your kind of dependence on oil. If you do, you'll learn to save money on gas. That's getgreen.com. This has been a Ad Council and Environmental Defense Production.
Don't give me broccoli and tell me it's green.
All right, way into my teenage daughter's record collection there. That one.
Don't tell me it was a record.
Oh, okay. It wasn't a record.
See that? It shows our age. We still call things records.
Well, I still have a lot of records.
Yes, no.
A whole lot of records. Pete Luckett, our guest here today on the Produce Pair. We talked about white asparagus before we took a break, or actually asparagus year-round. And Pete, you know, we've got white asparagus, we've got purple asparagus, we've got green asparagus, and you mentioned, you know, the new varieties that have been developed over the years to bring out the stringiness. This white asparagus I have here actually has purple tip.
Beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. Seen that before, and it really lovely. It's very, very European, you know, this white asparagus. In fact, most Europeans who shop at my store still always want white over green. It's never brought up.
Well, I'm going to have it tonight.
Now, I have a way do you prepare, or do Europeans prepare white asparagus?
By tradition, they say it's etiquette to always peel the white asparagus. What makes it white? We should tell the folks, probably not everybody knows that. It's not just the variety of asparagus, but as you know, it's the way that it's grown by keeping the soil, depriving it from light. And this is what forces the asparagus to grow white, not green, with no sunlight. And most Europeans will say, always peel the white asparagus. I try it both ways on a regular basis, and the varieties we've been getting out of Peru, white asparagus, I can't really see the benefit of peeling. The outside skin is not bitter, it's not springy, and it just needs a bit of extra effort.
Well, but, you know what, I want to touch on is that with newer varieties of different produce items coming out, folks don't know that they don't have to like snap the asparagus and get where it breaks or cut where it breaks, or a lot of folks are still salting down plants and the varieties out there where you don't have to do that anymore. So that's one thing I guess, it worked for all of us. Let these folks know that new varieties are available, and some of the old ways don't really have to be done anymore.
You guys were looking at snapping some of this white asparagus, and usually if you snap something that's stringy, like celery, you're gonna get string or something there. I can't get much skin off of this white asparagus.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty tender.
I love the flavor. It definitely has a distinctive, different texture. By the growing technique, it makes the asparagus, I don't know, a little creamier, a little more buttery. You know, it's not quite so sharp, I think, as the green asparagus. It just a bit melts in your mouth. I love it.
A little sweeter, too.
But they use the sauces like they do with green, or you just steam it up and put a little olive oil in.
Oh, they pour the sauce over in Europe, a little hollandaise, a little vinaigrette sauce, or a little white sauce, or just a few little lemon juice and toasted slipped almonds, like goes my fancy.
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought of it.
And actually, latest issue of Vegetarian Times, I got one of them, I can't remember which one it is, but I believe it's Vegetarian Times, has beautiful asparagus, cheddar cheese, almonds, like you said, toasted almonds on some sort of